The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Dr. Sarah Callahan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan.
Nice to talk to you. You got in touch why?
I got in touch because the message came through yesterday that the school closed.
Yeah.
And after that, there was a lot of conversation on the school WhatsApp groups. I'm a mom as well, so I would be part of those WhatsApp groups. And there was seemed to be a sort of a lack of understanding around exactly how we should manage the situation now that the children are off school. This has been a rapidly evolving situation. And I think we're all struggling to kind of understand what's happening in Ireland. It's unprecedented. But this is actually a time when each one of us has a critical role to play in helping prevent the spread of this disease. And as a GP, as a mum, as a person with, you know, family relatives, many of whom are in the older age group, it is key time that we get this message out about how best to prevent the spread of the disease. So that's why I made contact. I think people are looking for guidance.
Yeah.
The guidance is actually quite simple. But it just needs to get out there. And the problem is, if it slowly trickles out over the next week, we have lost another week. And in that time, we will have more disease circulating in the community, we'll have more spread, and our hospitals then, in the next 2 to 3 weeks, will be increasingly overwhelmed.
Okay.
So this is the time when we can draw a line in the sand, change our behaviours, and hopefully avoid a situation like what we have seen in the media happening in Italy.
In the great scheme of history and life, 4 or 5 weeks is a very short amount of time. In the present, it feels like forever. But if we stay calm and play by the rules, we can be preventative in our actions. So, for example, children's parties, yes or no?
Absolutely no.
All children's parties cancelled. That's the end of it.
As of last night.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. It's Saturday afternoon. Myself and my four children want to go and see Grandad. Yes or no?
No. And the reason is, and this is a message that needs to get out, Grandad is high risk by virtue of the fact that he's over the age of 60 years.
60.
That is, and now this is a different disease in older people, and
okay,
it tends to affect older people more severely. That's not to say that lots of older people, you know, won't do just fine with this disease, but in order to be cautious, we need to protect our older people. But before I move on to Grandad, if I can just say, the school's closed to limit contact and reduce infection spread. So the point of schools closing were that ideally your children would not be meeting other people. So if we look on ourselves as a unit within our individual groups of families, we want to try and avoid contacting other units. So within my family, I don't want my four children to meet any other people other than me, their dad, and the person who's minding them over the next period of time until this situation is resolved to a point where we can go back to some kind of normality.
So if my brother says to me, as I said to him yesterday, one of them, I said, oh, you must call over on Sunday, bring the kids. I haven't seen them for ages. You say,
no, because
don't.
He's a separate unit and you don't want his unit meeting your
okay,
unit.
Okay, okay, gosh, okay, I'll cancel that plan immediately.
So you cancel that immediately and then you think about, okay, your granddad gets sick. But he is a high-risk person. At that time, it may be necessary to make contact. But I would certainly recommend that you minimise your contacts outside your family circle. So that's how the situation has evolved in Italy. The idea was initially that everybody just kept making contact with each other in social circles, going to the cinema, passing time together. And then as it got more and more serious, they realised that actually we need to stop this spread. And the only way to stop the spread is to stop connecting with other people. So instead of going out, going buying clothes, going to the cinema, going to playgroups or playgrounds, or ideally staying at home with your children. And then if you can go outside, but if you meet somebody in the park, you should stay at least 2 metres away from them. You shouldn't be playing football together, you know, in the local fields. You shouldn't be having the kids around the corner over to your house. If you do need to share childcare, which is a major issue for a lot of people, then you need to recognise the fact that that is then creating exposures between the groups who are being minded. And if you can then look in that group as a single unit, well, then you can recognise if one person in that group gets the disease, that unit will be possibly infected, but the rest of the circle of your community won't have had exposure to those people.
Okay, but and if you're not infected or affected or whatever it might be, you can go for walks.
You can certainly
go
for walks.
You can,
but ideally you shouldn't be. You know, this is a droplet spread disease. So if you go to your local gym, which is still open, you are putting yourself at high risk of either spreading the disease. If you're not yet symptomatic, you may well spread the disease, or you're putting yourself at risk of contracting the disease from somebody else. So if we're serious, we've closed our schools in order to reduce the spread of the disease. But cinemas are still open, gyms are still open, bars and restaurants are still open. But if you take a common sense approach to this, we are trying to reduce the contacts that we have in our day-to-day life. So ideally, we shouldn't be going to venues where there is potential for spread. And we have to ask ourselves, why are we doing this? And we're doing this because we want to try and stop the number of people in our community that get the disease, because that will reduce the risk of our hospital system being overwhelmed.
A granny was on to say, look, I'm a granny, I'm being pressed into service to look after the grandchildren. I need definitive advice, please, as to the risk of exposure from being with them all day. I'm happy to do it, but I'm a bit nervous as I'm in my 70s and would be in the vulnerable category. Should this woman be looking after her grandchildren?
Well, I think what's important to understand is that once she's looking after her grandchildren,
yeah,
if her grandchildren have contact with other people, then she's increasing her risk of exposure. So if her grandchildren are not meeting with anybody else, then you are certainly reducing your numbers of exposure in the day. So therefore, it's safer if the children aren't having contact with other people. And obviously, there'd be situations where children have to be minded. But So in certain situations, it's unavoidable, but obviously if there was somebody else who would be considered low risk, such as a younger person with no medical conditions, well, then it would be more satisfactory to have that person minding the children. But in certain situations, that won't be possible. But you just have to think, if she's minding those kids, should she be bringing them out to the local field for them to run around with all the other local kids? Well, no. And that's just common sense, you know, and that's what we all need to exercise. I think we have to all remember that we are all tiny cogs in a wheel in this situation. And in an election, you think about, does my vote really matter? But yes, it does. And in this situation, does my trip to Dunn's to buy a new top matter? Yes, it does.
It does.
Yeah.
So just essentials only. I mean, just quickly on the gym, my local gym, says the text, hasn't closed. Should it? And should people still go to the gym? You're saying really just don't. No risk at all.
I think it's a personal decision for everybody.
Yes.
But if you look at the fact that in Italy, the hospitals were overwhelmed, care had to be rationed. That's a scary thing to hear. But I think it's a message. We can't sugarcoat this. Care was rationed in Italy and is being rationed, yeah, where people who are considered that they have a better chance to survive are receiving treatment. And we are trying to avoid reaching any kind of situation like that in Ireland. But if we don't take this seriously this week and next week, then we will be at a point where we'll have missed the boat in trying to restrict the spread of the disease. And at that point, we'll be saying, what were we doing 2 weeks ago?
A text says, say your good friend has his stag party planned this weekend. Go away, have a lads weekend and come home Sunday evening to the family. Is it a good idea to proceed or postpone to a better time?
Again, this is a droplet spread disease. You can spread the disease before you become symptomatic. So you may go on that stag weekend thinking you're fine. By the time you spread it to all those other people on the stag weekend, you'll be home and coughing, potentially. And at that point, you'll then have created an additional X number of people with the disease who can then spread it on. That's what happened initially. Do we want to try and avoid the Italian situation? Yes, we do. If we're serious about it, each one of us has a role to play. And when you look at the facts, I'm not sure that you'll be able to justify going on that stag weekend.
Okay, so you have somebody to mind your kids, Sarah, is that right?
Yeah, I have a childminder, and it's a difficulty because, you know, I am at higher risk because of my job.
That was my next question.
Yeah, but in this situation, so I have made it clear to her that, you know, we are now a unit together, my family and her, and she needs to restrict her contacts. She particularly needs to restrict her contacts because I recognise that I'm higher risk. As a result of that, she's at higher risk, so she needs to restrict her contacts. But by doing that, we're keeping it within our circle. So the idea is that we all keep our circle smaller and smaller. And ideally, when we go to bed at night, that we've kept our circle during that day as small as possible in terms of close contact. So that, and you know, if you do have to go out and about, that you follow all the appropriate precautions in terms of hand hygiene and social distancing in terms of how close you go to people. But
handshakes and all that. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's all the official public health advice, and that's really important. But I suppose what I'm giving here is try and give a sense of what we as individuals can do and how, like, this is a dramatic change in all our behaviour. And it's evolved so quickly that we're all grappling to catch up with where we should be at with it. But if you put your, if you just think of it through a common sense lens, it should be possible to see that, you know, going to the gym and you know, as you splutter on the treadmill all over the place, that, that just does not make sense at a time like this.
Should people go to swimming pools or not?
Well, again, it's a public space where there's a high risk of contact spread. So based on what we've just discussed, no.
No.
And you see, the temptation is our children are at home. The cinemas are open. They're saying that they're going to see people further apart. But if somebody sneezes in a cinema, how do we know how far that droplet spreads?
What about sea swimming?
Well, sea swimming is in the outside. So apparently, droplet spread is much less. It's much less contagious in the open air. So, you know, that should be a relatively, that should be a low risk activity. Anything outside is supposed to be fine, so long as you keep your 1 to 2 meters from anybody near you.
Are pregnant women? Sorry for cutting across. Just so many questions. Are pregnant women more vulnerable in the workplace?
I think we are all vulnerable in the workplace, and we all need to take the appropriate precautions. But there's pregnant women are you know, at the same risk as everybody else of contracting the disease if they come in contact with it.
Okay. Sarah, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it, because we can't have enough information, frankly. So thank you very much. We may talk again.
Not at all.
Okay, mind yourself. Bye. Thank you so much. 515-51